This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Forrest K. Backer Jr. et al. Versus David A. Backer et al., decided November 26, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Forrest K. Backer, Jr. et al., appellants, v. WD86908, consolidated with WD87068, David A. Backer et al., opinion filed November 26, 2024. Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Callaway County, Missouri. The Honorable J. Hasbrook, Jacobs, Judge Division 2, Alok Ahuja, Presiding Judge, Edward R. Ardini Jr., Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Forrest K. Backer, Jr., Laney Backer Clemens, and Sandra Backer, plaintiffs. Appeal a judgment of the Circuit Court of Callaway County dismissing their first amended petition and denying leave to file their second amended petition. Plaintiffs are beneficiaries of trusts that were created by J.O. Wise and Blanche Wise. J.O. and Blanche 1 were a married couple who had no children. They each created a trust and named six members of their family as beneficiaries. Plaintiffs, Defendant David Backer, and two individuals who are not parties to this action. J.O. died in 2014 and more. Because many of the individuals involved in this matter share a last name, we refer to them by first name only. No disrespect or familiarity is intended. Q. Blanche died in 2022. During the 8 years between their deaths, Blanche served as trustee of both trusts. Plaintiffs allege that during this time period, David fraudulently induced Blanche to transfer assets from both trusts and her own property to him and a corporation he owned, Wise Bros, Inc. Wise Bros. In their first amended petition, plaintiffs asserted five claims of tortious interference with an inheritance expectancy against David and Wise Bros. Collectively, defendants. Defendants moved to dismiss on four grounds: failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted, lack of standing, statute of limitations, and failure to join necessary and indispensable parties. The trial court granted defendants' motion to dismiss without stating its basis for the ruling. Plaintiffs filed a motion for leave to amend their petition, which was denied by the trial court. For the reasons stated below, we find the trial court erred in dismissing some of plaintiffs' claims. Specifically, plaintiff's claims of tortious interference relating to Blanche's property and her trust assets. However, the trial court did not err in dismissing the tortious interference claims relating to the assets of J.O.'s trust. Thus, we affirm in part, reverse in part, and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Allegations in First Amended Petition 2 J.O. and Blanche were farmers. Together, they wholly owned Wise Brothers, a corporation that owned and farmed more than 1,300 acres in Callaway County, and engaged, too. When reviewing a motion to dismiss, appellate courts liberally construe the pleadings, accept all alleged facts as true, and construe the facts in a light most favorable to the pleading party. Matthews v. Harley-Davidson, 685 SW3D 360, 370, Mobonk, 2024. Internal marks omitted. 3. In the buying and selling of agricultural equipment, construction equipment, trucks, and trailers. They owned and lived on a tract of land that included residential dwellings, industrial shop facilities, storage buildings, a barn, and grain bins. This 42-acre tract of land was legally configured as two separate parcels, parcel number 1 and parcel number 2. On August 11, 2010, J.O. settled, in other words, created, the James O. Wise, Jr. Revocable Trust, the J.O. Trust, naming himself and Blanche as trustees, and Blanche settled the Blanche B. Wise Revocable Trust, the Blanche Trust, naming herself and J.O. as trustees. They transferred all of their interest in parcel number 1 and half of their interest in parcel number 2 into the trusts. They also established brokerage accounts for the trusts, into which they transferred substantially all of their personal financial investments. Also on August 11, 2010, acting in their capacities as directors and officers of Wise Bros, they executed Wise Bros stock certificates evidencing that J.O. owned 1,918 shares of Wise Bros stock, transferable on his death to the J.O. Trust, and Blanche owned 1,118 shares of Wise Bros stock, transferable on her death to the Blanche Trust. J.O. died on March 9, 2014. Upon his death, JO's stock transferred to the JO Trust, the one-half interest in parcel number two that was not previously transferred to the trusts transferred to the JO Trust, and the JO Trust became irrevocable, with Blanche being the sole trustee. When JO died, the JO Trust had a fair market value of $10,017,719, and Wisebros had a fair market value of $10,537,632. After JO died, David took control of Blanche's financial activities and began to communicate with her financial advisor. David obtained check writing authority on the Blanche.